You might not realize it looking at a map, but African immigrants have been settling in Colorado for decades. Yet it's only recently that they've started to make a mark on the state's politics. So why now? Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee sent us this report.
How are you today? Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
You are.
Okay, great.
It's a recent morning, and Nikita Ricks is at a college campus in Denver. She's registering voters and chatting up potential supporters.
Where did you graduate from in Aurora?
Lotus School for Excellence.
Oh, okay. I graduated from Aurora Central High School.
Ricks touts her local ties as she runs for the University of Colorado's Board of Regents, but she was actually born in Liberia. Her family fled after a violent coup in 1980, the year President Jimmy Carter signed the Refugee Act, greatly increasing African resettlement in Colorado and nationwide. Ricks is one of two candidates with African roots running in Colorado this year. The other is Joe Neguse, vying for Secretary of State. His parents are from Eritrea. And they both mark an immigrant community hitting its political stride here. Neguse says his parents' persecution in Ethiopia helped get him into politics.
At a very early age, they taught me and my sister to not take for granted the sacred freedoms that we have in the United States that do not exist in a lot of places in the world.
Neguse is focused on improving election access and helping license businesses. African immigrants here own hundreds of small shops. Recently, though, there's been another galvanizing issue. It's called Afric Mall. It's a massive mall and community center catering to African immigrants in the Denver area. Kobina Lartson from Ghana is the CEO of Afric Mall. He walks me through the building, still under construction.
The restaurants are on the other end. Those trenches are where the plumbing would go for the kitchens.
Lartson says the project forced African immigrant business people to engage with political leaders to get it off the ground. But he says it still takes a while for some immigrants to start thinking about becoming political players themselves.
When we came, most of us say, oh, I'm going to go back in 5 years. You know, 5 years and we're still here. 10 years, we're still here. So you get to a point where you begin to tell yourself, I'm here now. You know, it's worth for me to get involved.
Lartson says he's encouraged to see candidates with African heritage stepping into the ring here. Immigrants' political engagement is being helped by a new organization, the African Leadership Group. It provides a more unified community voice, and that's getting noticed by politicians from different parts of Colorado, who now campaign at African cultural events. Nebiu Asfaw runs an Ethiopian food festival here. He's impressed with the number of politicians showing up at his event, but he's also not entirely surprised.
Colorado has increasingly become a swing state where elections and decisions are being made with very narrow margins. So people are like looking in under the microscope saying, who are the voters? You know, where is the voting blocks?
I talked to Asfaw outside of St. Mary's Orthodox Church in the Denver suburb of Aurora. Inside, hundreds of worshipers, most from Ethiopia, clap and sing while kids play in the lobby. Ethiopians make up the majority of Colorado's Africans. Asfaw is a Democrat, but he says deep religious and conservative social values could make many African immigrants a good fit for the Republican Party.
But I have to be honest, there a lot of the tone from the Republican Party, at least over the last 5-6 years, to a lot of us appears to be a little exclusive. And some of it just sounds plain old racist. I'm just going to be frank here.
Asfaw says many African immigrants are turned off by some conservatives who've questioned President Barack Obama's family ties to Kenya. Colorado GOP leaders are trying to change that image and build ties with organizations like the African Leadership Group. African immigrants say that while they welcome the political attention, they're also wary about U.S. politics. George Bamu is an IT professional from Cameroon. In his off hours, he runs Africa Agenda, a Denver-based news website.
People are really concerned that, well, you're coming to us now to talk to us because the elections are approaching. What's going to happen after the elections? Are we going to be, you going to reach out to us, or are you just coming out to? No, they're hoping that that communication between politicians and the community will continue.
Bamu hopes that if some of the first-time candidates here with African roots win office, then it won't just be a question of being heard, but flexing political muscle, too. For The World, I'm Megan Verlee, Denver.